This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A trial date has been set for former U.S. President Donald Trump in the case charging him with plotting to overturn an election. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Attorneys for Donald Trump had asked the trial to start in April of 2026. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan picked March 4th, 2024, which happens to be the day before Super Tuesday is scheduled. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein.
She is treating Mr. Trump like she would treat any other defendant.
There are, of course, ways to delay the start of the trial.
There's a lot of material for them to go through. They have to make an effort to go through it, and if they have not been able to do so, they'll file another motion for continuance.
A prosecutor has put the total number of documents in the case at more than 12 million pages. I'm Shelley Adler.
Iraq has hanged three people convicted for a 2016 bombing that killed more than 320 people in a Baghdad shopping district and was claimed by the Islamic State group, the Prime Minister's office said on Monday. The bombing was one of the world's deadliest after the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. White supremacy has no place in America, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Monday in the wake of what authorities describe as a racially motivated killing of three black people in Florida over the weekend.
We must refuse to live in a country where black families going to the store or black students going to school live in fear of being gunned down because of the color of their skin.
A 21-year-old white gunman shot and killed three black people at a store on Saturday. The shooter later died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is VOA News. Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has laid out conditions for ending its conflict with the country's army. From Nairobi, Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Leader of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, says he wants talks that will include political parties and civil society aim to restructure Sudan's national army and address the root causes of Sudan's wars. Hala Al-Karib is a regional director of the Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa.
They think that they can actually, wash their crimes and what they have done by just showing up and say that. But the grievances are way too much.
She says the RSF and others involved in recent violence. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The United States on Monday condemned what it called biased opposition against the opposition in Zimbabwe's election and said it was conferring with regional partners about how to approach President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Backing the findings of regional observers, the U.S. State Department pointed to systemic bias against political opposition during the pre-election period, which it said violated assurances of Mnangagwa, who was declared the winner. Hawaii's utility electric company is admitting its power lines started the first of the deadly wildfires on Maui this month, but is also faulting local fire officials. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hawaiian Electric Company released a statement responding to a lawsuit from Maui County, faulting the utility for not shutting down its power lines in extremely high winds. Hawaiian Electric admitting for the first time the initial fire on August 8th does appear to have been caused by power lines that fell in high winds. But the company says it de-energized the lines and they had been off for 6 hours before the second blaze started. Hawaiian Electric appears to be blaming county firefighters for declaring the first blaze contained and leaving the scene. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Florida residents are evacuating from homes in low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast as forecasters predict Tropical Storm Idalia will hit the state as a major hurricane by Wednesday. Idalia would be the first storm to hit the southeastern U.S. state this hurricane season, which is still recovering from the devastation of Hurricane Ian almost a year ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 46 counties, and the state has mobilized more than 1,000 National Guard members. On Monday, Idalia was still thrashing Cuba with heavy rains. I'm Joe Ramsey.